This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace's senior economics contributor was also taking notes during the president's speech last night, and Chris joins us now from St. Paul. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
What did you hear the president saying about tax policy?
You know, David, if I boil down what I heard, it is that we're still talking about major tax reform, but what we're going to get is tax cuts. But I'm skeptical that we're going to get this massive rewrite of the tax code. Part of it had to do with the lack of details. For example, on the corporate tax side, a key plank to the Paul Ryan corporate tax reform is the border adjustment. President Trump came close, hinted at that he kind of endorsed the basic idea, but he didn't really quite endorse it, which is why I step back and say, you know, we have Republican control of Congress. We have a Republican president, but they may not agree on major tax reform.
And it's interesting to parse early reaction from the president's conservative allies on the speech.
Well, the conservative allies were disappointed, particularly in the business press. If you go to the Wall Street Journal editorial page, and like a lot of the commentary, the political optics of the talk were good, but they were very disappointed that he just didn't detail the tax cuts, that he just left things vague, and he didn't embrace the sort of supply side growth economics that they support. But even when you look at conservative allies who don't support the supply side economics, this is the main message that they took out. Look, we're still in campaign mode. We're still making these broad statements about what is going to change on the tax front, on the fiscal front, but we're not giving those details, and that's what we need to hear.
What was more specific is the president's position on deregulation. He's moving forward on that.
David, I think this is like the most significant part of the speech when it comes to the economy. Now, it was only like one paragraph, but he was blunt, he was straightforward, and he said that we have taken a historic effort to massively reduce job-crushing regulations. And he talked about for every new regulation, they're going to get rid of two. They're going to have these regulatory officers in every agency that is going to be going through the regulations and making cuts. And so this, to me, if you look at this administration early on, this is where they're having their major economic effect, is on the regulatory state.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Thank you.
Thanks, David.